Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex. Default route, default location. It's not quite a thank God it's Monday, as indicated by the 205, 205 pounds that Mr. Skill told me this morning. So the weekend was fairly productive as far as watching my weight, watching what I eat, being active or not being active. 205 is a couple pounds less than last Monday. Maybe a pound, pound and a half, pound, three quarters. Like, you know, it's less than last Monday. And then Saturday, I'm walking. I do my thing Friday night, Saturday. You know, Friday night I stay, you know, fairly conservative on my eating. Laid around a little bit Saturday. Finally got up and walked and got back. Kind of pushed it. Mr. Scale told me 198.8. I knew that was an anomaly weight. I knew it was. But it was still nice to be under 200. 198.8. Not just 199 something. 198 something. And I'd probably done too much. Ate too little. Dehydrated myself. Blah, blah, blah. Because later that evening, it was up at 207. I think I got 207. I don't think I went to 209. I think 207 was the highest. You know, because I did some stuff. Ate pizza, chicken wings. I had cookies and, you know, I'm going to do what I got to do. Or what I want to do. Or however you want to characterize it. You know I'm going to do it. But as far as this Monday goes, in life in general, if I could put it that way, as this Monday goes, it comes down to me not still, but pretty much still, you need to figure out what I want to do. I mean, it's bright, it's sunshiny out here. People be flying by on them damn thing. Playing that bullshit music. I'm a bullshit speaker. You know, life is good. We had a little earthquake Saturday morning, I think it was. Little shaker. And I think no matter how little they are, if you feel them, you're startled, your adrenaline is going. It's nothing like having everything around you just start shaking. It's nothing like it. I handled this one pretty much well. You know, my adrenaline got up. My stomach didn't turn, but, you know, you're up. You're energized. Those hormones are shot through the body. But for the most part, I didn't get as worked up as sometimes as I had in the past. Which I'll probably see as progress in this whole thing. I know how this thing goes. They didn't do it that time. They changed the lights. It ain't supposed to go that way. I don't think. Oh, yes it was. That's right. That's right. Because it was going to be green. The light I was walking behind was going to be green to let the people making that left go through the light. So I was right. So I got to just figure out, you know, what I want to do. What it is that motivates me. I have to find motivation. And it can't be just looking to Friday. 2 days in the office this week. That should be fun. One thing about going to the office, you know, you got to drive, you know, it kind of changes up your schedule. I got to go to the podiatrist too. My toe is still, I got to go to the podiatrist. My toe is still giving me problems. Going into the office, you're talking, you know, driving in, gas and all that, blah, blah. $20 a day to park. That's a direct impact on your on my budget. I mean, not that I'm too much worried about it, but the fact that you can see how something like that has a direct effect on my budget and disposable money. That's like, you know, once a week, say 4.3 weeks in a month, it's close to $100 a month that I got to come out of my pocket. But I don't mind going down to the Metropolitan. I don't mind going in. I really don't. And if the trend continues, or if there is a trend to get us going back into the office more often, it's gonna make it really interesting. I don't know which way. It might benefit me. You know, I might find motivation in going to the office. Inspiration even. Get back on the metro lane. Don't drive. Save that money, start riding the bus again. God forbid. I think they're okay on the bus, though. Because I believe so early that I was able to let crowded buses go by and then wait on the empty bus. Because I'd be so early, I'd say, no, I don't want that train. Yep, that's full. I'll wait till the next one. Yep, I'm good. Y'all go ahead. Have fun. And I would even like rush up to the door like it was all four and everybody come rushing. You know? And I just like kind of peel off and let them all jump on that, squeeze in there. Knowing there's one right behind it. And get on that one. Have space. And even find a seat. Sometimes you got to stand up. And I learned all the cool places to stand up. You know, you learn the tricks. And one thing I did also teach myself and learn was how to swipe on the phone. Do text messages and such with one hand. One hand hold on to the rail of the bus while I'm standing up. And actually write messages with my thumb. Swiping. I remember. And I need to learn how to do that. So, you know, you learn the tricks of the trade to make things more palatable, if that's the word, easier, efficient, But I just got to figure out what I want to do. I got to figure out where my motivation comes from, what I want to do. Because it sure can't be retire and do nothing. It has to be something. I have to find something. Not working is not the solution. Quitting my job is not the solution. It needs to be replaced. Now, there's a good chance that, well, there's a chance, I don't know if we're good, that if I retire and all this time is freed up, that I'll latch onto something else. I'll get more into my Jeffrey T projects or Jeffrey TV stuff. And there's also a chance that I'll wake up and eat and sleep all day. Yeah, I'm still on them black and miles. Probably on the weekends too much, whatever too much means. I should say that I wish I did them. No, I don't wish. I just indulge. On the weekends, I just indulge. You know, food, laziness, you know, not washing, not brushing, just, you know, let myself go. Lay around, watch the TV. I try to get my steps in, and I usually do. Hell, I did 14,000 steps yesterday. I don't know how I did that. I just started walking. You know, it was a nice day. Got out there. Got halfway and looked at my, how many steps I had. I had like 7,000 steps. I was like, oh my goodness. I might get 14,000 steps today. What the hell? So, nothing to complain about, which is probably a good thing. But the thing about having something to complain about is you can identify the problem. You identify, it's easier to identify a quote-unquote problem if you have something to complain about. That's why complaining is a tool. No, it's not a tool. Complaining is a indicator. And if I complain about something three times, that means it's time to act on it. Usually don't get to three times. But eliminate it. Move away from it. Something. Behavior, situation, person, whatever. Happy Monday. Of course, can't miss no days. Closed my time card last Friday. So this is a new pay period. So I'll see how many hours of PTO I have. And it should be, I'm thinking about 18 or 19. Because I had to take a PTO day during the last pay period. And we get like one a pay period. So what I had was like 17, 18 hours. So it's just staying right around there. I just got to continue to accumulate them before April 30th. That's when that band start coming around. There's going to be travel involved. And I'm going to have to try, hopefully, to find ways to use less PTO, work on some of them days, concert days. If I could work 12 to 6, get off at 6, and get to the show, that'd save a lot of PTO. or 11 to 5, something like that. May have to take 5 hours or something. You know, get 5 hours. It's better than taking the whole thing. So at least for that show, I could do it. Now, the Ventura show, I wonder if I could do the same thing. Get off at 5. Have to take 2.5 hours PTO, which is much, you know, better than taking 7.5 hours. Get to Ventura. Because if I worked at 5, at 5 o'clock, I'm in the car, started. I could be in the car, started, pulling out of my gate at 5 because of the way we punch in and punch out. If I worked till 5, I'd punch out at 4:50. And I'd have everything set up, car running. But that's like right in the traffic, right in the middle of rush hour, 5 o'clock. Jump on the 134, 101. Jump on the 101 to get out of the valley to the West Valley. That could get kind of traffic-y, to put it in terms. That could get kind of traffic-y, especially at 5 o'clock, and they're going to that valley anyway. So we got to just monitor that. But it would help. It would help a lot. So that'll save me some time. I think I like that, in fact. That'll save me some time. Even if I work 11 to 5. And if I can, 12 to 5. And if my supervisor let me start at 11 to get 6 hours. See, 6 hours is the magic number, because you can work up to 6 hours without taking a lunch. So 6 is the magic number. And you don't want to take a lunch. Lunch is a wasteful. Lunch is a waste of time. You rather have that time, you know, not obligated to that time. You want that time free. So if I can work 11 to 5, now Anaheim, that day, I would want to leave at 4 or something. I got to check maps. When I think Anaheim in Orange County, I get really nervous. It's general admission. And plus, I might take Anaheim because I want to get down there, you know, get dinner, get a fast pass, et cetera, et cetera. Past the line, love the House of Blues. So we'll all work it out. And then, the DC show, and how I plan to work that. It's gonna be interesting. Ain't gonna be a lot of sleep. Ain't gonna be a lot of sleep. And then work. Fly from DC to Cleveland. Drive to Youngstown. Drop the car off. Keep it moving. And then work 3 to 11. Save that PTO. And then, on May 20th, P-Funk play Pittsburgh. Might have to take a day off of that to go up to that. So, summertime logistics. Days off. You know, things we got to do, the things we do to facilitate our desires. I ain't gonna call them needs, just our desires. Pittsburgh signed DK Metcalf, $30 million receiver, pay him $30 million a year for 5 years. Top name receiver. Be nice if we can keep him and George Pickens. George Pickens is a monster talent who may not fully understand a way to operate and behave in an organization such as NFL. But unless maybe that's the person, I mean, that's definitely the person he wants to be, but it rubs a lot of people the wrong way. And it's from appearance, it's not a good look. But he's young. And he's a receiver. And he's a monster talent. Probably has been all his life. But it's also been a knock on him, even in college. His attitude, social behavior, and all that stuff. Not social behavior, not off the field. Like on the field antics and press conferences and all that. But what else is this? I mean, you know, happy Monday. It's sunny out here. It's beautiful. Woke up at a good number away. I should come in at 2:03 something, which is not bad. You know, so things are progressing. What's the date today? 10th? Ninth? Eighth? I don't know. Time sprung forward. We lost an hour. I don't think it's that big a deal, but it does have an effect. Got nothing else. What else I got? Politics, Trump, yeah. Whatever. Doge, Elon Musk. Same as it ever was. At least Trump and his team and Elon and the billionaires are in your face about it. Don't think when Obama and the Democratic Party and all of them on the Democrat side don't do the same thing, they just have better optics. Bernie Sanders out there, quote unquote, making a comeback, out there doing town halls and speaking, getting his word out there. People like him. He might be a little too socialistic and liberal for me, but I don't like his, I don't say tone or energy. I like his delivery style, I guess, in the terms in which he talks. So, kind of talks in more of like a logical kind of way, or kind of puts things in place, shows sequences and stuff, you know, progressions and cause and effects, it seems. At least it seems to me, anyway. Other than that, happy Monday. Here we go. Monday through Friday. Start the week off. 2 days in the office. Feeling pretty good on this Monday. Okay. That's about all I got. Probably not much going on. Just, you know, another Monday. Nothing. I guess when I say nothing going on, I mean nothing too up, nothing too down. Because having something down is something to talk about. You know, if I was like, had something to not complain about, but to not worry about, but something on my mind, be it positive or negative, whatever that means, however I want to look at it subjectively, that would give me something. I'd be motivated to talk about it. But I don't. It's a regular old Monday. I do like Mondays. I do like starting the work week. I get up, got my ritual, make the bed. You know, put everything in its place. Put everything laid out, you know. Get ready for the week. I like having all my ducks in a row, stuff managed and organized. One thing I was thinking about, though, is I probably don't have to get up so early. I don't know how I evolve to start my day 3 hours and 10 minutes before I'm supposed to clock into work. Granted, I walk. That was an evolution. Because one day I ended up downtown. Because we was, you know, we wasn't working from home. Ended up downtown for some reason an hour early. And it was like an early day for me. I think I had to be there at 7 a.m. I think I ended up getting there at 6 a.m. or something like that. So I walked. And I liked it. I walked downtown. You know, I liked it. I was like, hey, maybe this is a thing. And it stuck. Started getting up early and doing this before work. And see, now, getting up at 8:50 and walking, sometimes I get back, I got like an hour and a half before I need to work. And that's too much. That's too much time. A couple of times I got my food set in my recliner. It's like I don't want to go down. I don't want my energy to settle. Kind of want to power through the day. But maybe letting my energy settle helps me. Maybe letting my energy settle, conserving that energy, taking a break, allowing things to settle down for a second after my walk, maybe quote unquote catch my breath, have breakfast in the recliner and not already working on stuff, be it work or personal Jeffrey TV stuff. So I actually thought about laying in the bed 20 minutes to a half hour later, getting back instead of like at 10:40, get back close to 11. Give myself still enough time, you know, to get breakfast, sit down and get ready. But maybe taking that break helps out. Maybe taking that break after my walk, settle, exhale, you know, after I get all dressed, get showered, get dressed, have the work laptop up, connected, ready to go. get breakfast. It's weird turning on the TV. You know, turn on TV, YouTube, watch my podcast, maybe a couple news stories from my breaking points. I need to subscribe to them. I need to subscribe to them. Just to show my patronage and support, appreciation. Sarger and Crystal Ball, Emily and Ryan. Ryan kills me with his stutter type talk. I don't know how he got that job. He kills me with that hesitation. And he'll just like stop in mid-word and like actually change the direction and momentum of what he's saying. The momentum of what he's saying stops and starts. I could, but yeah. And Emily and Sarger, they just be running, you know, they get a flow and they get going. Ryan can't get no flow. But, you know, he has good points and insights. So it's good to, you know, hear what he has to say eventually when he gets to it, when he gets it out. Anyhow, now I'm just rambling. So, I'm swinging on y'all. Two times, for me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Not theory of the universe. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.